everyone, I'm Amogha AK. I'm gonna discuss about chapter 1, which is of general concepts. Now I'll be giving a brief review of this chapter. Electricity is a form of energy that can give things the competency to move and work. Everything in the world around us is composed of particles called protons, neutrons, and electrons. These three minuscule particles are found in everything around us. When the electrons move, they engender electricity. In this chapter, the main important technical terms are discussed for better understanding of the main basic concepts and later to endeavor in solving the numerical with ease and comfort. So moving on to the historical part, Thomas Alva Edison was an American inventor and he was a businessman who is even described as an America's greatest inventor. He developed many devices and fields such as electric power generation, mass communication, sound recording, and motion pictures. Now I'll be discussing about the technical terms. So the first term is ampere. It's a unit measure for intensity of an electric current that flows in a circuit. Next is ampacity. It's a maximum amount of current that a device carries before sustaining immediate or progressive deterioration. Next is ampere hour. It is a unit measure for battery capacity. Next is apparent power. It's a combination of reactive power and true power. And it's measured in volt amperes, which is denoted by VA. Next is armature. It's basically a part of a generator which is made up of the conductors. And this rotates through a magnetic field in order to produce the voltage by electromagnetic induction. Next, what is circuit? It is a closed path where the electrons from voltage source or current source flow. Next is a circuit breaker or CB. It is an automatic device that stops the flow of current in circuit. Next is bus bar. They are metallic strip of copper, brass or aluminium which distribute the electricity with greater ease and flexibility. Next is isolator. It isolates the circuit from power source. Next is switch. It makes and breaks the circuit. Cycle. It basically refers to one complete wave of alternating current or voltage. Corona. It is an electrical discharge by ionization of fluid. Multimeter. It's an instrument that measures resistance, capacitance, current, and voltages with several ranges of values. Next is frequency. It is number of cycles per second, which is measured in hertz. Battery. It converts chemical energy into electrical energy and is a source of power. Demand. It refers to maximum amount of electrical energy that is being consumed at a given time measured in kilowatt or kilovolt. Dielectric constant. It is a quantity which measures the ability of a substance to store the electrical energy in an electric field. Dielectric strength. It's a pure material which can withstand maximum electric field under ideal condition without breakdown. Diode. It's a device with two terminals which allows the flow of current in one direction. Electrolyte. It's a substance in solution which dissociates into ions and capable of conducting electric current. For example, sulfuric acid water solution in storage battery is an electrolyte. Next is electron. It is a particle which rotates around nucleus of an atom which has negative charge. So mass of electron is given by 9.109 into 10 raised to minus 31 kg. Moving on to electron theory. This theory explains about the exchange of free electrons between the atoms of conductor. Next is farad. It's a unit of capacitance, ferro resonance or non-linear resonance. It's a type of resonance in an electric circuit which occurs when a circuit containing nonlinear inductance is fed from a source that has series capacitance, and this circuit is subjected to disturbance like opening switch. Next is fuse. It is a strip of wire which melts and breaks when the current exceeds safe level. Ground. It is a reference point in an electrical circuit for which voltages are measured. It is a common return path for electric circuit. Electric current. Next is Henry. It is a unit of inductance. If the rate of current changes in a circuit is 1 ampere per second and resulting electromotive force is 1 volt, then the inductance of the circuit is 1 Henry. Hertz. It's a measure of frequency. 1 Hertz equals 1 cycle per cycle per 1 cycle per second. Inverter. It converts direct current into alternating current. Kilowatt hour. It's a measure of electrical energy equivalent to a power consumption of 1000 watts for 1 hour, that's equal to 3600 kilojoules. Kilowatt hour meter. It's a device used to measure electric energy use. Next is kilowatt. It's equal to 1000 watts, which is a unit of energy. Load. They basically consume the electrical energy, for example, lights or transformers, etc. What is load rejection? It is a condition where there's a sudden load loss in the system that causes generating equipment to be over frequency. Mutual induction. It refers to current flowing in one coil that induces voltage in an adjacent coil. Neutron. It's a particle with no electric charge and mass slightly greater than proton, which is given by mass of neutron is 1.674 into 10 raised to minus 27 kg. Moving on to ohm. It is a measure of resistance of 1 ohm, which is equivalent to the resistance in a circuit that's transmitted that has transmitted the current of 1 ampere when it is subjected to the potential difference of 1 volt. Next is ohmmeter. It's a measuring device for resistance in ohms. Moving on to open circuit. It occurs when the circuit is broken, when that interrupts the flow of current through the circuit. Moving on to next, closed circuit. The closed circuit is basically the complete circuit. The circuit becomes complete when the circuit is closed and the current flows inside that. Then moving on to parallel circuits. Here, this parallel circuit is referring to the two or more paths which are present in the circuit for the flow of current where voltage is same across each component. So moving on to proton, it's a particle with positive charge and mass lesser than neutron. So mass of proton is given by 1.672 into 10 raised to minus 27 kg. Moving on to series circuit, it has more than one resistor where it has only one path for flow of electricity. So series parallel circuit consists of the components which are connected in series and others are connected in parallel. Next one is piezoelectricity. It is the electricity that results from pressure as well as the latent heat. Then polarity. It consists of the two opposite tendencies or two opposite electrical charges, that is positive and negative. Power factor. It's the ratio between the true power as well as the apparent power. Protective relay. It's a device that is designed to trip a circuit breaker when fault is detected. Reactive power. This establishes and sustains the electric as well as magnetic field which is required for an AC equipment, which is measured in voltage amperes reactive, that is VAR. Relay. It's a coil switch that uses small current to control much larger current. Cable. They are the assembly of one or more wires that run side by side or bundled, which carries the current. Guy wire. It's a tensioned cable designed to give the stability for freestanding structure. Lightning rod or lightning conductor. It is a metal rod mounted on a structure to protect from lightning strike. Isolator. An isolator is a device used for isolating the circuit or equipment from electric power source. Reluctance. It is an opposing property that a magnetic circuit offers to the line of force and magnetic field. It is measured in rels or ampere turns per Weber. Moving on to the rotor. Rotor is basically the rotating part in an electrical machine like motor or generators, etc. Next is self-induction. So whenever there is change in current inside the system, then the magnetic flux is linked with the coil. This also changes, and an EMF, that's electromotive force, is induced inside the coil. This is known as the self-induction. Next is service. This refers to the energy when delivered from electric supply through the conductors and equipment. And moving on to the next part, that's short circuit. When one part of an electric circuit comes in contact with the other, then the current which just flows in an unintended path with no or lower impedance is short circuit. Solid state circuit. It's a circuit which utilizes the semiconductor devices like transistors or diodes or silicon controlled rectifiers. Next is a transistor. It's a semiconductor device with three connections for amplification and rectification. Next is true power or real power or active power. It is an actual power which is consumed by the equipment in order to perform the useful work. It is measured in watts. Volt ampere reactive is a unit of measure of reactive power. Variable resistor, it can be adjusted to different ranges of value. Volt ampere, it's a measure of apparent power. Volt, it's derived unit for electric potential difference, and electromotive force, which is expressed as V is equal to IR. Watt hour, it's a power consumption of 1 watt for 1 hour. Watt, it is a unit of electrical power. Watt meter, it's an instrument used to measure electric power in a circuit. Waveform, it's a graphical representation of electrical cycles. Resistance, it refers to the measure of opposition to current flow in an electric circuit. It has the unit of ohm, where it's expressed as R is equal to V divided by I. Resistor, it is a passive two-terminal electrical component that has the resistance, that gives resistance in an electrical circuit. Inductor, it's a coil or a choke which is a passive two-terminal electrical component which stores the energy in magnetic field when current flows. Moving on to the inductance, it is basically the property of a conductor. This causes the electromotive force EMF to be generated due to the change in current flow. Its unit is in Henry. Capacitor is a storing electrical energy device in an electrical field. Capacitance is a ratio of change in electric charge to the corresponding change in its electric potential. Its unit is in farad. Impedance, it is an effective resistance of an electric circuit to an alternating current that arises from combined effects of ohmic resistance and reactance. Its unit is ohm, where Z is expressed as Z is equal to V divided by I, where Z is impedance, V is voltage, and I is current in amperes. Reactance, it's a form of opposition that electronic components exhibit the passage of alternating current due to capacitance or inductance. Its unit is in ohm. Inductive reactance. Inductive reactance is a form of opposition that electronic components exhibit to passage of alternating current due to inductor. Its unit is ohm. Capacitive reactance. It is a form of opposition that electronic components exhibit to passage of alternating current due to capacitance. Its unit is in ohms. Capacitor impedance. It is a capacity of an element which controls the level of current through the network, which is measured in ohms. Inductor impedance. This is also called as inductive reactance. It's a measure of opposition to a change of electrical current in this component. Its unit is ohm. Current source. It's an electric circuit that delivers or absorbs an electric current which is independent of voltage across it. Voltage source. It is a two-terminal device which maintains a fixed voltage. Voltmeter. It is an instrument used for measuring the potential difference, electric potential difference in between two points in an electric circuit. Ammeter. This is a measuring instrument for current in the circuit. Dependent source. It refers to the voltage source or the current source whose values depends over the voltage or current elsewhere in the network. Independent source. An independent voltage or a current source is an idealized circuit component that fixes the voltage or current in a branch respectively to a specified value. Then what is a rectifier? Rectifier is a device that converts an alternating current into direct current. Moving on to generator. Generator is a device that converts the mechanical energy into electricity. Inverter is the power electronic device that changes the direct current to alternating current. Alternating current AC. It's an electric current that reverses its direction many times a second at regular intervals. DC, that's direct current. Direct current is referring to an electric current which flows in the same direction, which is that is constant. Next is active components. It is an electronic component which supplies the energy to a circuit. Passive components. It's an electronic component which can only receive energy which it can either dissipate, absorb or store. It is in an electric field or a magnetic field. Unilateral elements. Here there's a conduction of current in one direction. Example, diode and transistor. Bilateral elements. Bilateral elements. Here there's a conduction of current in both directions. Example, resistor, inductor and capacitor. Next, what is electricity? Electricity shows or refers to the presence as well as the movement of a matter that has the electric charge property. Nature of electricity. If the number of protons are equal to number of electrons present in a body, then the resultant charge becomes zero. Then the body is said to be electrically neutral. If a body is deficit of electrons present into it, then the body is said to be positively charged. If a body has excess amount of electrons, the body is said to be negatively charged. Unit of charge. Coulomb is the standard unit of electric charge as per SI. So 1 coulomb is equal to charge on 625 into 10 raised to 16 electrons. Going on to current. Current refers to the rate of flow of electric charge. It's measured in amperes. Flow of current is expressed as I is equal to Q divided by T, where Q is charge in coulombs, T is time in seconds. Then if Q equals 1, then Coulomb, 1 Coulomb, then T is equal to 1, then I is equal to Q divided by T, which will be equal to Ne by T, where E refers to the electrons and refers to number of electrons. Then moving on to the types of electric current, there are three types of electric current. First one is steady current, then varying current, then alternating current. Steady current, in steady current, the magnitude of current does not change with respect to time. In varying current, the magnitude of current changes with respect to time. And in alternating current, the magnitude changes continuously with the time and direction and changes periodically. Then drift velocity is the average velocity which is attained by the charged particles like electrons due to an electric field in a material, which is of order 10 raised to minus 5 meter per second. Next is electric charge. When a matter is placed in an electromagnetic field, it experiences a force. Their physical property of matter is called an electric charge. So, types of electric charge. Protons are positively charged with a mass of 1.672 into 10 raised to minus 27 kg, and electrons are negatively charged and they have the mass of 9.109 into 10 raised to minus 31 kg. However, mass of electron is 1.675 into 10 raised to minus 27 kg, but it doesn't carry any charge. Next is conductors. The materials which allow the flow of current or charge easily in one or both directions into them are conductors. Insulators. Insulators are the materials which do not allow the flow of current or charge easily into them. Then what are semiconductors? So, well, these semiconductors are the materials that have their conductivity between conductors and insulators. Moving on to electrostatics. So whenever two surfaces contacts and separates, there's an exchange of charge, and this is known as electrostatics. Moving on to Coulomb's law, it states that the electrical force between two charged objects is directly proportional to the product of the quantity of charge on the object and is inversely proportional to the square of separation distance between the two objects. Moving on to electric field, this is when the stationary electric field charge is placed, electric charge is placed in an electrostatic field, it experiences a force of attraction or repulsion. Next is electric field intensity. It is a ratio of force exerted on charge to the magnitude of the charge. Is defined as electric field intensity, which is having the unit of N per C or V per M. It can be mathematically expressed as E is equal to F by Q. That's Newton per Coulomb. Potential difference. It is the energy which is required to move a unit charge through an element, and it is measured in volts. Next is electric flux. This represents the flow rate of electric field through a given area. Electric flux density. It is a measure of electric field strength generated with from free electric charge that corresponds to the number of electric lines of force that passes through a given area. Gauss law. This states that the surface integral of electric flux density over a closed surface that encloses the specific volume equal to algebraic sum of all charges enclosed within the surface. Next is electromotive force. It refers to the difference in potential which gives rise to an electric current. Moving on to Ohm's law. Ohm's law states that voltage across resistor is directly proportional to the current flowing through the resistor. Moving on to transformer, it is an apparatus for decreasing or increasing the voltage of an alternating current. Step-up transformer, it increases the voltage from primary to secondary. Next is step-down transformer, it reduces the voltage from primary to secondary. Then what is a gyrator? An electronic circuit that inverts the impedance. Conductivity, it's reciprocal of resistivity of a conductor. Non-ohmic conductors, they do not obey the Ohm's law, where I is proportional to V. Example, transistors and electrolytes, etc. Next is electrical energy. It is the total work done in an electric circuit. That's all for first chapter. Thank you.
The assignment questions for chapter 1 general concepts are: define ampacity. Second question is, what is ferroresonance? Third question is, why do we use switch in the circuit? Fourth question is, explain about nature of electricity. Fifth question is, what are the types of electric current? Next question is, define capacitance. Next is, what is reluctance? Next question is, give the mass of a proton. Next is, define piezoelectricity. So these were the exercise questions for first chapter.